Day two is officially over. I don't know if the draft is over yet, but our part in it is. And very happy with what we've accomplished here in 2 days, which is to add the kind of players that we were looking to add to compete for spots on our team. And we feel like we did that with five more players today. And again, looking forward to the competition as it begins this coming week at our second minicamp. Questions? Say it again. Yeah, you know, just in terms of the mold of a quarterback in terms of the height, arm strength, you know, 6'5", over 220. He's got a good arm. He's bright. He's smart. I like that a lot in every position, but especially at quarterback. He's got above average feet, you know, that he can maneuver a little bit in the pocket. And, you know, I think he's got a passion for football and for being, you know, the best player that he can be. And he's got a long way to go, as most quarterbacks that come into the league do. But he's got a great attitude and a great approach. And, you know, he'll be here this week and looking forward to, you know, beginning to teach him and see how he can progress. But he's got a long way to go. No, I mean, traits or just in terms of his height and all that stuff. I mean, yeah, the body type may be similar, but every quarterback is different, and I wouldn't compare any young quarterback to Tom or Matt at this point. I mean, we're talking about a guy who's never even practiced, you know, at this level, so I'm not going to put anybody in that category. Well, he's going to, I mean, he'll start on Thursday or Friday morning, rather, and you know, we'll see how quickly he can learn and pick it up. That, like I said, there's no, anytime you're dealing with a rookie player, there's no guarantee that, you know, that he's going to immediately compete to play. And I don't know that I've ever been around any rookie quarterback that's done that. So, you know, he's going to come in and be as competitive with his work ethic and in meetings and at practice and all those things. So we'll see how far he can go, and we're going to continue to coach him his entire time while he's here. Very rarely. I don't think this was I don't think this was a very deep draft in terms of players that would have fit our system in those areas. Not that we wouldn't have taken any, but you know, when you get to a selection and you got a player that you valued much higher than another player, you know, in my opinion, I don't really think you want to draft somebody just because he plays a certain position, unless you feel that player's got good value for your team and is going to come in and make you better. So there may have been a few times where there was a discussion had, but we're not looking to draft players to cut them. I know that. And we're certainly not looking to draft players early and cut them. So if the player's not going to come in and be able to compete and beat out somebody on our roster, or at least have a good chance to try to do that and make our team, then we're going to definitely, you know, go in a different direction, and we're going to draft somebody we feel that can at a different position. And that's what we did. That's what we did the whole draft. Certainly. I mean, you know, I think we won't be done with our roster till the end of August, you know, if that means that free agency, college free agency after the draft, you know, players that they could come in and have an opportunity to compete and make our roster, we're never going to stop looking, you know. But I'll say this, we're not going to stop looking at any position. It's not just, the, you know, as you mentioned, the front seven. Again, we've got a lot of players in the front seven right now that are here and have been here for 2 months and are working extremely hard, and we're going to see, you know, how far they can come and how much we can coach them. So we're not going to be done looking at any spot until we have to be, and that's really an ongoing process. had everybody we wanted at every selection. Now, I'm not going to say any names here or there, but I tell you, the players that we drafted yesterday and today, very pleased with. I think each has an opportunity to come in and compete and make our team this year and make our team better. And that's what we were looking for. Guys with skill sets that really we value at those positions, and the traits. I think most of you have spoken to or asked questions to, the guys we drafted on the first day, and hopefully they represented what we're all about, which is tough, smart, competitive, good people, believe in winning with the team. Not just I'm here to it's me. None of them are like that, and you're not going to find the five we drafted today are like that either. So. Very happy with the results of what we tried to get done this weekend. And again, the results won't speak until these guys actually get here and go in a first meeting and then come out with a big headache and they don't have any idea what to do. And then they go on the field and they try to get better each day. So it's a slow process, but we're excited about what we've added on our team this weekend, and we're looking forward to coaching them here on Friday. I think it's like I mentioned before the draft that we were looking to try to add good players on either side of the ball. I think the perception again was that we were going to try to do more on one side than the other. But if we could add good players on either side of the ball, or in many cases today and yesterday, we added players that are going to impact our special teams, which I think is a big key for us. We have so much room to improve in special teams. We're 32nd in the league in field position. So anybody that can help us on a kicking unit, to me, I'd love to have them in a Bronco uniform. So, we addressed, some areas where we felt like we could, improve our team. And some of those were offense, some of them were defense. We didn't have a preset number. In some cases, when you get to a pick or a selection, you have two or three guys that you're hoping are going to be there, and then you kind of, mini rank them throughout the draft. And then, two picks before you pick, one of them's gone, and the pick before you pick, the other's gone, and you say, all right, that's our guy. So that happened more than a few times, and, that's the process that you go through, and we hopefully got the value that we were looking for at each pick. Yep, no, I personally spoke to each player that we drafted before we actually sent the card in today. And then I've also, most of the players, I think seven in total, came actually to the facility before, seven of the ten. And then the other three we worked out extensively in private workouts. So we either met them here, did a private workout, or in many cases did both. So we're very familiar with each player that we have now. And I think that, that just helps the process. I mean, when we called today and I got on the phone, it was a familiar voice on the end of the line, and they knew me, I knew them, and they knew what we were about too. They've heard it before. Yeah, no, not luck of the draw at all. We took advantage of, I think we used almost all of the allotment that we were permitted by the league in terms of bringing players in. I think the number is 30 that you're permitted, and we brought in close to 30, I think it is, 27, 28. And again, like I said, I think seven of the 10 actually have been here before. They know their way around. They've seen the facility. They've met me and the coaching staff, and so no, we targeted players. We weren't trying to throw a bunch of smoke screens, during that process. We wanted to bring in players that we had a sincere interest in, and we felt could help our team. And we're fortunate that, again, we felt comfortable with them when we watched them on tape. Then we brought them here. We watched them at the combine. We have a mini relationship started already with many of them, and it's kind of worked out that way. McKinley, Kenny, he can really run, and he's got very good hands. He's smart, loves to compete, and he's a guy that can play more than one spot. in the receiver, you know, in the receiver alignment. So, you know, just adding a player that can, that has sub 4.4 speed. I don't think anytime you add a skilled player with that kind of speed, it's a good thing. You've gotten faster. You've hopefully helped out your special teams in some capacity, which hopefully Kenny can do. Great kid. And again, he loves football and he loves to compete. So he's very much like the other players we've drafted. Got a little different skill set, but should fit in and compete with the talented receivers that we have in our roster. Yeah, he's one of the finest special teams players in the draft, period. He was a great gunner on the punt team, you know, going down there and getting to the returner before the ball was caught many times. Forces a lot of fair catches. Got great speed. I think he's the fastest safety in the draft. So he could really impact us probably on three or four teams, you know, both punt return, kickoff return. I think he's blocked a kick or two, you know, in his career, or certainly has the capability to do that. And he's got great range in the deep part of the field as a safety also. So smart player, got good skill set for that, and he can certainly help us in the kicking game. It's a good question. I think it's so hard to tell, you know, how fast they're going to get to that point. At some point, through injuries and progression, you know, you may end up with that many starting. I don't know. We'll see. We'll find out. But you know, I love the attitude that every one of these guys is going to approach our organization and our team with, which is that they're going to come in and they're just going to work hard. They know they've got good competition ahead of them. They know they got good veteran players to learn from, and they're going to try in any way they can to help us improve. And to me, if that means we end up starting one of them, or five of them, or all 10 of them at some point, then you know I hope that our team is better for it. I think that's a spot that you know you don't ever you know turn your head away from. You know, if you feel like you got good players inside that fit your scheme, that are athletic, physical, smart players that can play more than one position, which is important. We don't want to have too many players along the front that don't have good versatility. And you know Blake and Seth both, you know, they can play either guard. Blake certainly more center than Seth, but Seth is a player that will, you know, will learn how to snap the ball and play center once he's here. So to have three position versatility inside is very big. We have some players on our roster now that have that, and you know we looked to add more, and those two players were guys we really liked. You know, I think we were aggressive, if you want to use that term. We, like I said before the draft, we didn't have that many players on our board. You know, once we were done with the evaluation, and that was the goal. Let's get the players on the board that we want on our team. You know, let's not have 200 names up there, you know, if we don't want 200 guys on our roster. So we had a board that was thinned out. Brian and the scouts and the coaches did a great job of evaluating the players that they had in their areas, and you know, by the end of the process, our board was thin, and we knew we wanted to come away with players on the board, and we did. We didn't go to the backboard for anybody, and so at some certain points in the draft, I think you ask yourself, if we wait, is he going to be there? You know, and that's the next guy we'd like to take. You know, relative to who's left on the board. And, you know, there were a few times where we just felt like there's no way. You know, if we wait, we're not going to be able to attain the player that we'd like to get. And, you know, we weighed the value of what we were trading to try to go ahead and get the players that we were looking to get. And we have a totally full draft next year. one through seven. So we didn't, you know, give away any rounds next year in next year's draft. We got one through seven. We had a couple extra, and we used those to move and get some players in this year's draft, which, you know, we weren't afraid to do that. You know, that doesn't mean that we'll do that all the time. It doesn't mean that we won't acquire picks in the following year's draft next year. It just so happened that that's the way it fell this year. You mean instead of meaning Denver's or Chicago's? There was a little discussion about that, but we agreed that, you know, that it could be ours. You know, after talking through with the other team, we felt like, you know, that's okay. We'll roll the dice. And no, it doesn't. I mean, I have no idea, you know, where Chicago's pick's going to be. And I don't, you know, I don't have the foresight to know where our pick's going to be. I hope I know where it's going to, I hope it's later, but you don't know where Chicago's going to pick. So, we just felt like at that point to haggle over something like that, it may not turn out in your favor, but it may. So we just, after discussing it with them, we said, all right, let's go ahead and do it. Say it again. No, last night is an interesting night after the first day of the draft where you kind of take the players that are left, you know, after the first day. It's even thinner than it was when it started on Saturday. So we took the players that were left on our board that we really, you know, we felt very good about in terms of, you know, wanting to try to acquire those players. We stacked those differently, you know, from top to bottom. And we just kind of felt like if that group of, I think, maybe 20-some players starts to go quick in the third round where we didn't have any selections, that our best maneuver would be to try to go ahead and get as many of them as we could. You know, whether that means using a seventh to trade up and try to get another fourth, or, you know, using something to get another fifth, or whatever we had to do to try to get, the number of players that we felt like we could get out of that group. And that's what our goal was today. So we didn't really try to move back. There were a couple opportunities, presented to us to do that, but we felt comfortable with where we're at, looking at the players that we had a chance to get, so we just took them. I don't think the work's ever going to stop. I mean, we're going to address college free agency, hard. We're going to bring in some college free agents and see if they can compete. And if they can win a roster job, that's great. You know, that's good for our football team. And then, you know, the ongoing spring college free agents, veteran free agency, there's a lot of things that go into that. So, by the time August rolls around, I think we'll have a much better idea, much better feel. But we're going to bring in the amount of players that we can bring in after the draft here to try to go ahead and give ourselves an opportunity to see as many guys that we kind of liked that didn't get drafted as we can. And if those players are good enough through a month and a half here of mini camps and passing camp practices to make us want to take them to training camp once all the draft picks are signed, then we'll do that. But they'll have an opportunity to do it here in the next month and a half. And if they succeed at that, then it, like I said, it makes our team better. Yep. Feel good about it. I mean, the kind of guys we, like I said, we from the get-go, we targeted a certain type of player. Tough, smart, competitive, versatile, good person that loves football and wants to win. And we think we brought in those types of free agents with every guy we brought in. And we think we drafted 10 players that fit that mold also. And the college free agents that we bring in hopefully will be the exact same. So if our locker room is full of those kind of players, we're going to be happy with the kind of player we have in there. And then ultimately it's our job and their job to come together and improve throughout the entire spring so that we, you know, we get to the point as a football team where we can actually execute and play well. You know, it's not only good to have those kind of players, but to play well with them. So, and all of them are good players, and they're going to have an opportunity to make us better. And again, I can't emphasize enough how much we're going to try to win as a team. It will not be one side of the ball beating the other team. It won't be the other side of the ball beating the other team. It'll be three phases, playing well, playing together, complimenting one another, and playing good situational football, and that's how we'll win. Yeah, ball production is kind of how I would reference it in terms of the secondary. And both Darcell and Alfonso have gotten their hands on the ball. And that, to me, is something that sometimes you can coach a player to improve in that area. And a lot of times that's instinctive. That's something that they possess as a football player. They can see the quarterback and the route at the same time, so they can get to the catch point before the receiver does. And I would say that I wouldn't say it's rare, but I would say that you know, it's hard to find a lot of guys in a draft or in free agency that you feel like, you know, have that kind of production. Andre Goodman's the exact same way. You know, was one of the league leaders in pass breakups last year. I think 19 or 20 pass breakups, 5 interceptions. Alfonso's got the same kind of production. You know, certainly Champ can do it. Brian's done it in his career numerous times. And Darcell's also been around the ball a lot. So, you know, hopefully we've addressed, you know, an area where we feel like we can help our team turn the ball over more with the players we have in the secondary. And hopefully it shows this year on the field. I think it's in the neighborhood, because we can oversign, you know, so I think it's in the neighborhood of 18. I don't know if we'll go all the way to 18, you know, but it's somewhere in that neighborhood, 15 to 18 players. We're going to try to get many of them today. We're going to try. I mean, the competition begins as soon as 256 is done. So we'll see how fast we can get it done. You know, obviously we'll work as late as we need to today to try to close those things off, so that in the morning we feel like we got an idea of who's going to be here on Thursday. Say it again. Mm-hmm. We did that on purpose, by the way. He's one of the best athletes in terms of those interior positions that was in the draft. I think he was the fastest, interior lineman. Not that that matters a whole lot. They don't have the ball and run, you know, running away from everybody. But it shows that he can move and that he has good movement skills and that he can do some of the things that we ask our centers and guards to do in terms of the zone scheme that we'll use, and in terms of pulling and getting out, in front of the runner. Screens, a very athletic player that can do some of those things. And, you know, that's going to be something that we're going to try to improve at this year, is our screen game. So Blake's versatile, very, very good kid, very smart. Multiple position flexibility, and again, like I said, he kind of fits the mold for what we're looking for in there. His athletic ability is certainly a big plus. Say it again. Sure. I mean, I think he was 292. If he can get a little heavier, that's great. But he's certainly effective, strong. You know, plays strong, plays with great leverage. That's one of the things. He's 6'2.5", and he uses that to his advantage, which some players do and some players don't. He can bend. He can get under people. He can anchor the pocket, you know, on drop back passes, and that's something that's valuable to us here. And he could do those things. But I think he probably can get, you know, a little bigger. 0. I'm all set on that. Huh? It was great. Brian and I worked hand in hand the whole weekend. It was a lot of fun. I think it's always great fun when you're sitting there adding a player after player after player that you feel like can come in and improve your team, you know, and to put the tag on the board where he's actually on your roster, on your depth chart, it's a neat feeling to add players that you really kind of targeted before the draft started. And if you could have said, well, we're going to have these 10 guys, you know, on the board on Sunday night, I think you'd be real happy about it. We certainly would have been. And we are right now. So it was a great experience. I look forward to next year's draft and going through the process again. Maybe under 100 total. And that's, you know, there's an offensive board and a defensive board, and I'm talking about combined. So we really narrowed it down pretty good. Okay, thank you.